God had been with them throughout all their struggles. He'd been with them through their difficult wanderings for so many years, and he'd always provided for them. They had survived, and their numbers had multiplied many times. They are God's people. Many of us have heard these Old Testament stories as children. Many of us have forgotten many of the details of these stories, but they were favorites, and they're still favorites to read. They often made for exciting reading. And these stories continue to have a message for us today. We find that we are not so much different from these Hebrew people of long ago in our reaction to much of life. We worry, we grumble, we think we know better, we have setbacks, and we have anxiety, as did the Hebrew people. They experienced the same emotions. We get impatient, and we need to be reminded to trust God and to get through one day at a time. How many of us have thought, if I can just make it through another day, if I can just get out of this jam I'm in, I'll be okay? Perhaps you've had a day that started out all too slow. It was tough, tough just getting out of bed. You had trouble sleeping last night, but you had to get moving. You had a doctor's appointment this morning, a meeting in the afternoon, and you had to stop at the grocery store at some point. Plus, you had a family concern that you just couldn't get off your mind. And who knows what kind of a report you'll hear from the doctor when the medical tests come back. You tried to calm yourself in prayer and found it hard to even concentrate. All those worries just kept getting in the way. Perhaps there is some truth in the statement, if I can just make it through another day, I'll be okay. And really, all we have is right now, today. And often that seems like more than enough to deal with. We know that we should have learned long ago that most of what we worry about doesn't happen, or at least it's not as terrible as we envision. Most often, it is something unexpected that we need to deal with. We need God, and we need each other. To be close to God and to follow His guidance, we need to develop a close relationship with Him. Any close relationship is developed through communication and spending time together. With God, our communication is through worship, study, meditation, and prayer. And that comes in many forms throughout the day. It is not forgetting whose we are, who created us, and who is ultimately in charge. You are all familiar with the JCPenney stores that have been around for over a century. We have one at the local mall. James Cash Penney, the founder of the JCPenney stores, was descended from a long line of Baptist pastors. His father was a preacher of a small, primitive Baptist church in Hamilton, Missouri. Back then, most of those small churches could not pay the pastor a living wage, so they needed to have another job just to feed their family. And they often farmed the land. So his father, like most other pastors, struggled to feed the family, and he made a very meager living off the family farm. His father was a strict disciplinarian. It was his attempt in raising his children in the faith. And son James in his youth, never really accepted the faith that his parents so wanted for him. How difficult that must have been for his parents. James had intentions of becoming a lawyer, but his father's untimely death due to tuberculosis forced a change in his plans. He got a job as a store clerk for a while to help support the family. When the time came for him to strike out on his own, to become his own person, he wandered around a bit, as many of our youth do. As parents, we can relate to the anxiety that that produces. In 1907, he finally became a part owner of a small chain of stores called the Golden Rule Stores. He did well in that position and was eventually able to purchase the chain, and he renamed it the J.C. Penney Stores. When the Great Depression hit, with the stock market crash of 1929 and tough times that lasted throughout the 30s, his business suffered greatly, and he felt he had lost nearly everything, including his health. He contracted tuberculosis, the same illness that had taken his father's life. He was sent to a sanitarium in Battle Creek, Michigan for rest and hope of healing. In later reflecting on that stressful time in his life, he said, "I was at the end of my rope. My business had crumbled. My communication with colleagues had faltered. And even my wife and our children were estranged from me. It was all my fault. I was filled with despair, unable to see even a ray of hope. I had nothing to live for. I felt I hadn't a friend left in the world, that even my family had turned against me." And he contemplated suicide. One morning, when he awoke too early for breakfast, in the sanitarium, he began wandering the corridors, and he heard a hymn that he remembered from his childhood being raised in that little church. "Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. All you need, he will provide. God will take care of you." Following the sound of music, he stumbled upon a chapel filled with worshiping doctors and nurses. Someone read a scripture passage from Matthew 11. "Come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Over the next 12 hours, he experienced a kind of conversion, which he later wrote about, and I quote, "Suddenly, needing to be heard, I cried inwardly, 'Lord, will you take care of me? I can do nothing for myself.' I felt I was passing out of darkness into light. Suddenly, something happened. I can't explain it. I can only call it a miracle. I felt as if I had been instantly lifted out of the darkness of a dungeon into warm, brilliant sunlight. All worry left me as I realized more fully than I ever had imagined just how much the Lord Jesus Christ cared for me." End of his quote. In the years following his epiphany in that hospital chapel, James spoke often of that experience. He talked about the mistakes he had made in trusting his own success rather than in trusting God. The J.C. Penney gradually recovered and became a large nationwide chain. In spite of not accepting what he considered to be his father's rigid brand of Christianity, he was raised with a strong commitment to Christian principles. He had always tried to incorporate those principles in his business. He believed that in his business practices of making a living, that he could still serve the larger community with fair values and honest dealings. Perhaps some of his upbringing had actually sunk in. And isn't that a good feeling for us parents? It took him many years to make the final decision of acceptance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he was baptized after the age of 70. I believe his parents would have been proud of that decision and whom he had become. James Cash Penny lived to be 95 years old. And that age was very rare for someone who was born in 1875. You remember that that was before antibiotics and modern medicine. We are brothers and sisters in God's family, and we need to support and encourage one another in prayer, guidance, and fellowship. We have been blessed here in the North Hills Community Baptist Church with the job of helping and encouraging the parents of our many children as they are raised in the faith. Jesus left us with instructions to listen to the Holy Spirit and to carry on his work. We are his body here on earth. Our ministry to one another requires prayer, encouragement, and a loving welcome to all people. God's blessings will be released as we pray, both for ourselves and for others. God's grace is given in daily portions. We need to admit our own weaknesses and learn to depend on God as we lean on one another for support. Our Lord wants us to discover what he taught the people of Israel. All we have right now is today. Let's trust in God to provide. A daily challenge might be to live each day as if it were our last, and it well could be our last, and to live that life to the fullest. God sent Moses to lead his people courageously. We are given Jesus to walk with us. And the Holy Spirit is within us to guide us. The Christian community was established so that together we will carry on his work. We are not alone. And let us praise God for his faithfulness. Amen. Let us pray. Our God, we want to be like Jesus, but at times it is hard. We get so involved in our own lives and our concerns that we miss the opportunities to serve that you put before us. Open our eyes to the hurting people of this world. Open our arms and our hearts that others may feel your love flowing through us. Ease our anxieties that we may put our faith and trust in you, that your love flowing through us may be contagious to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you rise if you're able and join in the singing of "Oh, How He Loves You and Me"?